Welcome. My name is Oge, and I'm the host and creator of The Oge Show, a podcast where details about societal issues are brought to the fore via opinionated discourse, leaving you informed, entertained, and most importantly, educated. Join us every Friday by 6 p.m. for new and amazing content. All you have to do is simply subscribe. Thank you.
So it's our season finale today, and I want to say a big thank you to every single one of you that has stuck by me since March 2019. And I've not been as consistent as I envisioned myself to be, but you did over 20 episodes, and that was something. And I have learned from this journey past few months, and then as we picked on what not to do in 2019, and also got knowledge of what I am supposed to do, the things I'm supposed to add to make content really, really fun in 2020. So our last episode was titled "Is Paternity Necessary?" And I got a bit of response from it, and it was really, really wonderful. Thank you to Alfred and Chego, for my guests, for being there. But before we move on to today's topic, I'd like to take feedback from the last episode, and I'll take from two people, one male and one female. So on the fact that our guest Alfred was always talking about bills, so Clarence _ says, "CA, I don't know why this guy keeps saying bill everywhere. It is this bill talk that made me see my dad once in a month and sometimes once in 2 months. I don't know about any other man, but I am not getting married till I'm wealthy enough to be a stay-at-home dad. My kids must get tired of me." Okay, thank you for your feedback. That's so Clarence _. Thank you. That's really wonderful. And then another comment from... okay, let's pick this one. This handle is always so funny to pronounce. She says that on Alfred's opinion of bills, she says that that defeats the purpose of paternity leave. If you're going to have paternity leave and use it to go and make money somewhere else that isn't your company that, you know, give you paternity leave, and that activity or that decision defeats the purpose of paternity leave. So that's all the feedback we can take today. So
on today's episode, we're discussing the cons of pressurizing young women into marriage. Now, I'm sure if you're a graduate, if you're done with NYSE, if you're 25 or above 25, you've had that conversation with your parents, or mostly your mother, because I think fathers don't really have time for such. You've had that conversation about the suitors you have and when you're bringing one home to finally introduce to her or them for marriage. Or sometimes this conversation is centered around your plans after school or now that you've graduated. Or sometimes it's even your friends that are trying to talk you into accepting that man's proposal, but you know deep down he's not the one for you, or that he is the one for you, but currently you have other things you want to pursue. Maybe you want to further your studies, like, you know, get a master's degree or PhD, or get a certification, or you want to, you know, work in your choosing career path for like 2-3 years before going down or taking that big step called marriage. Now, why many women and men aspire to marriage, which is, in my opinion, a very beautiful thing. Marriage is like one of the most beautiful things God has ever created. Like, it's this union of bliss and a whole lot that comes with it. It's sacrifice, it's compromise, and all of that. So now imagine here when you're not ready for such a thing, and society yeah, society, parents, extended family, friends, everybody pressuring you or pressurizing you into going in. So here today we're to discuss the cons of pressurizing youths, females especially, to get married when they are not married. Or when they are not ready to get married. Sorry, I said when they are not married. Anyway, it still makes sense. So first on my bucket list, or first on my bullet point, is self-unaware individuals. That is one of the cons of pressurizing anybody to get married when they are not ready. And self-unaware individuals means that, you know, pressurizing someone who isn't ready to get married can lead to the person going into such a union without being aware of their identity as a human being. You see, as humans, we are ever evolving. Our taste changes, our likes, our dislikes, aspirations. Imagine when we were growing up in primary school, or maybe before primary three, you wanted to be a lawyer, and then in primary five, you're thinking, oh, you know, I'm going to be a doctor. In JSS 1, 2, 3, you're thinking engineer, maybe because you're very good in intro tech and all of that. You go to SS1 and you're like, oh, you know what? I want to be a pharma biologist, a musician. I want to be a comedian, all of that stuff. So tastes or likes and dislikes are ever evolving as humans. And that you realize that the meal, also you also realize that the meal you hated as a child is the one thing you love so much as an adult, because now as an adult you're making conscious decisions that are going to be pivotal to your growth as a human being. And that lastly, your idea of a partner at 23 is not the same at 28. Trust me, I've been down that road. The man I thought was good enough for me at 23 isn't cutting it at 28. Now imagine that you have pressurized a person or intuition to make a decision about what he or she wants to do next in life, into taking such a huge step into this union called marriage. Now, what kind of a marriage do you think the person we have? Please ignore that sound. A carpenter is working in the next compound and he has been working there for the past 5 days, and I have no idea when he's going to stop. And seriously, I do have to record this, if not I'm not going to be able to put out this season finale. So as I was saying, now what kind of marriage do you think the person we have? You will have an individual who may not be able to make decisions when the occasion calls for it in the marriage, but instead say stuff like, okay, for example, darling, what do you think about, you know, renovating the house? What kind of colors do you want? And the person is like, oh, whatever works. Okay, what do you think about us opening a joint account? And they go, if you think it's fine, it's fine. Now, this is a self-unaware individual. This person is yet to come into self-awareness, knowing that, oh, I don't like this stuff. Or finding out what their love language is, finding out the kind of partner they want and stuff. Maybe if they're not ready for it, sometimes you're, you know, putting a self-unaware individual in a marriage. And it's one thing to be in a relationship, and then it's another thing to be in a marriage. If you're self-unaware going into marriage, what kind of kids do you want to raise? What do you want to talk to them about? What do you want to tell them? How do you want to raise them? So these are things we need to take into consideration. And secondly, you have unfulfilled dreams. This is one of the cons of pressurizing young women into marriage when they're not ready for it. And now, see, under unfulfilled dream, marriage comes with a lot of responsibilities, especially if you start having kids immediately. Now, caring for a newborn is full-time work, and it's worst when you don't have money for a nanny or crèche, especially after the maternity leave is over. And this is on the assumption that you were gainfully employed before maternity leave. And a lot of women have to leave their dream jobs to become full-time homemakers even when they are ready for marriage. Now imagine one that isn't ready for it going through this change. Don't force people to get married when they're not married. You'll be killing dreams unconsciously, especially one that had dreams to, okay, after NYC, I think I'm just going to keep a job. Especially if she was retaining her place or primary assignment, or, you know, she got back to her resident and, you know, found a job, and she decided, you know what, I want to give this 2-3 years job, grow my career, maybe before marriage, and then maybe master's degree and stuff. You know, everybody has plans. Although some people's plans also is, you know, after NYC, they want to get married and stuff. It's valid. It's beautiful. As long as you are ready for it. And it's not something you're doing because somebody is trying to convince you that that is the right thing to do. And 3, contempt. Contempt can arise from not compromising or being frustrated with your partner or just your marriage or the idea of the fact that you're married in general. Now, in marriage, I've heard compromise and communication is everything. It takes sacrifice to have a marriage that works. Now, if you enter into it unprepared, you may grow to have contempt for your partner, especially if you're not happy. Now, contempt can lead to frustration, and frustration can lead to constant fights, which can also lead to you stonewalling and sometimes ultimately divorce. Now, unhappiness. If you're not ready for marriage and you go ahead to get married, the chances of you being unhappy are high. You can't give what you don't have. Now, if you're unhappy, you can't bring happiness to marriage because you don't have it. I'm not saying that some people don't find happiness afterwards. Yes, some people do find happiness after getting married when they were not happy, when they were not ready to. That is just, it takes grace and luck. And then sometimes it's in their destiny that this is how their life is going to be now. But that percent is not very high in today's world. And it, you know, when you think about unhappiness and stuff, it's just like, why put yourself through that? Such a sad face when you can just wait until you are ready. Do not pressurize people to get married when they are not ready. And also, don't go into a marriage when you are not ready for it. Now, infidelity. The possibility of you having wandering eyes because you were forced into marriage is quite high, especially amongst male folks. If your partner is not who you wanted to spend forever with, maybe due to pregnancy happening, there's actually high risks of infidelity happening, especially if you lack sexual discipline. Now, cheating is selfish and mean, and it hurts whomever you cheated on. It can also make people question their worth and value. Most people actually do not have the emotional and psychological capability to deal with infidelity. If your supposed spouse or partner does not meet your requirements, or it's not who you plan on being with, or it's who you want, but you're not ready to take that step yet, don't go and say, I do. Don't do it. Wait. You will not die. Okay, maybe you'll die because I've been feeling probably wait 2 years and probably die and then not get to get married, but it's better. I guess it's better than I have been in bad marriage. Okay, that did not sound real. Death is like the worst thing that can happen to anybody. Please don't take me literally when I said you won't die. God forbid. Now for my last point, you have higher divorce and separation rate. Now, if you rush enter, you rush come out. You know, they for go come. And to avoid stories to touch and hide unknown, let us thread with caution. Do not give into a union when you're not ready. I know that sometimes it's harder for us in the African continent to say no to our folks, but sometimes we need to take a stand. You're the one that is going to live with this person, and the final decision rests solely on you. If for some reason you don't feel ready to take that step, don't. And I'm not talking about having cold feet though. I'm talking about your intuition telling you it's a grave mistake you're about to make if you go ahead with that wedding. Now, getting married when you're not ready, especially if you've had high hopes for yourself, can lead to frustrations in your marriage. And then some couples never make it past this stage, that stage of stonewalling and no communication and constant fights and all that. And then you just get to this point where you both look at yourself and be like, separation and divorce becomes the best options at this stage for both parties. Now, I'm sure a lot of people that pressurize their children or their friends into marriage would be the same people to tell you, you can work it out. No, don't worry. If he's beating you, don't worry. He will change. Pray about it. Do all this work. My dear, they'll still be the same one to tell you that tomorrow that you're divorced before 30. They'll still use it and insult you. They'll still use it and troll you. So don't be pressurized into doing anything you don't want to do. And before I go, here's a little advice for parents: stop forcing your children into marriages. Stop it. It doesn't make any sense to pressurize a young person into taking such a big step. Now let them do it at their own time and pace. It's marriage. You know, they can be in there for 50 years. They have all the time in the world to make that decision. And that is the end of our episode today and the end of season one. Yes, this was our season finale. And if you're following our social media handles, the OG Show on Instagram, I posted that I was supposed to discuss the hate speech bill and the social media bill with Demola or Larry Wachu, but I think there are forces that do not want me to air that episode, because sometimes when my guests are remote, I have to have these interviews over the phone and then I record the calls. And last week, Friday, as early as 9 a.m., I had this call with Demola where we did the interview, and this was like 20 minutes of conversation of good educating, informative and entertaining conversation on hate speech bill and the social media bill. And after everything, I checked my phone memory and that conversation did not record. Yes, it was, I felt like something stabbed my heart. I was so angry throughout that day. I did not even know what to say. I didn't know how to. It was really annoying. So I reached across to him and he was kind enough to be like, okay, you know what, we're going to do it again, but it can't be that same day. It has to be Monday. That's Monday this week. And we agreed, but then on Monday he got too busy. Long story short, we finally recorded on Wednesday morning, and as my village people will have it, it didn't record after 15 minutes of calls. It still did not record, and I just could not. Yeah, I did cry, but I just told myself that for some reason this episode is not supposed to air, and let me not test fit. So maybe if I air that episode, DSS come and carry me in my house, and we don't have money, we don't have anybody in government to come and beg for me. So anyway, so that's it. So this is the season finale, and it has been quite amazing. Season 2 will be back in 2020 and promises to be much more educating, informative and entertaining. Now all social media handles of the OG Show will still be active, and yes, you can binge on all our previously aired episodes for this season. They're just look below this one, you see all 20 something of them. Now thank you for being with us throughout the season. It's been wonderful. Here's to growth in 2020. Here is to beautiful and amazing and inspiring and educating and informative. Plenty things in 2020. Now have a beautiful and memorable Christmas celebration, and may all your Christmas days be white or brown, and because it's Hamilton, you don't have snow here in Nigeria, and free of crackly lips and heels. Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening. See you in 2020.
Hello. My name is Rafiat, and I just wanted to say the last episode, Is Paternity Leave Necessary? It was actually a very good topic, very good one. I have also talked about it when I had a radio show back in Niger State, and I realized that most men are not used to the concept of it because of the traditional way that the so-called traditional way that in Nigeria is set up. But paternity leave is an amazing concept, and it's not just for the. I think people see it to just, oh, maybe it's time for you to cater to the woman. It's not just about catering to the woman. It's also about bonding with your child. It's also about helping out your woman so she doesn't end up with some sort of mental breakdown. And it's also a moment of you getting to sink into your brain that you just became a new father, right? All right, thank you.